Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane live call-in show, where you can receive intuitive insight into subconscious blocks and limiting beliefs, along with powerful energetic repatterning to allow the most graceful, loving, fulfilling, and most abundant life possible. Explore unlimited possibilities with us every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Call us with your concerns about relationships, career, health, love, spirituality, or anything in your life that you would like to repattern. If you're ready to make a change, stay tuned. We'll show you how.
Welcome to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our producer Mark. We're here today to demonstrate conscious repatterning, which is an extremely powerful clearing modality that moves you past limiting beliefs, patterns, and experiences very quickly and aligns you with ease, grace, prosperity, healthy, loving relationships, and so much more. With this modality, the possibilities are unlimited, and it's actually a lot of fun. During the second half of the show today, we're going to be taking live calls so that you can experience how fast, how easy, and how fun this process is. So if there's anything in your life that you would like some insight into or you'd like some assistance with, give us a call. And remember, this process can be applied to just about anything.
And if you haven't tried it for yourself, I really want to encourage you. There is no substitute for direct experience with Deborah's work. Call us on the air. We're going to be taking your calls in the second half of the show and experience conscious repatterning for yourself. It's wonderful stuff. So our topic today is karma and karmic cycles. That's what I understand we're going to talk about, but I have to say, I don't know what I'm saying when I use those words, so I'm excited to learn about it, and I'm so glad I have you two as guides because I'm completely lost on this topic. So take it away. Where do we go with this?
Well, karma, I think, is a tricky one for a lot of people to understand. How do you feel about karma, Gwen?
Well, I feel like I've kind of avoided getting clear on it myself.
What is it?
We certainly hear enough about it, but I feel like it's energy that we carry forward, whether it's from this lifetime, you know, past events, past actions, even past thoughts, or other lifetimes.
Well, what's interesting, the reason that I chose this as our topic today is because it's really been coming up a lot in sessions. People are asking me about karma, and I did a session with a man in India. I've been doing quite a few sessions with some people in India, and I love this because I feel like I learn so much from what they have to say, because everybody I've worked with so far has been on a very dedicated and clear spiritual path and working with a guru, and I love hearing what the guru has to teach them. And the last man that I did a session with said that he had a concern about the session because he came to me through referral and he wasn't exactly sure what we were going to be doing, but he told me, my guru says we can't erase karma because a karma is meant for us to live out. And I checked into that because, you know, that's not something that I do. I don't tell people I erase karma. I certainly haven't ever asked for it in a session to erase someone's karma. But I checked in with that to see if it was true, and I got that it was true, and that his guru was correct on that. And so I explained to him the only times that I've actually worked with karma in sessions. My sessions are all guided intuitively, so I do not come to any session with an agenda. The highest priority information comes to me intuitively, so every session is totally different. But in the few sessions that I've had where karma did come up, what came up is that people they had distorted definitions of what karma was, and that they were making it a lot more difficult for themselves. So instead of asking that their karma be cleared or erased, what I asked for was that they have the highest definition, perspective, and understanding, which is divine truth about karma, and that they raised the way that they were processing through their karma or working through it to the highest and best way. One of the misconceptions is that people believe that karma has to be paid, you know, an eye for an eye type thing, and that, you know, if you hurt someone, then someone has to hurt you, and then if you hurt 10 people, you have to be hurt 10 times, and that's the part that I got that was not divine truth, that karma continues to play itself out in cycles, but then once your intentions change and you make different choices and your heart changes. That was specifically what came through, is once you have a change of heart about the direction that you're going, that your karma does not have to be the eye for an eye. So you don't have to continue, you know, in the example of 10 people have to hurt you. Say at this point, when you have this realization, this epiphany that you want to go a different direction and that you want to start living your life in alignment with pure divine energy and helping people instead of hurting them, that, you know, you may at that point still have 9 people left on your list, your karmic list of backlog that need to hurt you. So that may take you a while, you know, maybe even lifetimes to get through. You know, say you killed 10 people in a lifetime, and so you've got to get killed 10 times. And if you still have 9 of those to work out, you're going to be working out karma for a really long time. That's the part that I get that is not actually divine truth.
Yeah, the word that was coming through to me was penance. That's what a lot of people associate with karma, penance.
Well, first of all, this blows my mind. You know, I have never done any work around this, and I don't, you know, I wasn't raised, obviously, in a culture that discussed this at all. And I hear the word mostly in songs from the 60s and stuff like that, so I don't really know how to apply it to my life now or even what we're talking about here. How can I apply this this insight that you're sharing with us, Deborah, into my own life now?
That's a great question. We're still kind of just dancing around the topic, but I have looked it up, and I want to read you the definition of karma. Is the cosmic principle according to which each person is rewarded or punished in one incarnation according to that person's deed in the previous incarnation. And right away, as I test that, I get that's not divine truth.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another definition. It's an action seen as bringing upon oneself inevitable results, good or bad, either in this life or in reincarnation. And I get that's not divine truth either. Interestingly enough, whoever wrote this, I don't think had a very clear connection. But we're definitely going to get some more clarity on that. How do you feel about it, Gwen?
Well, I felt that the second one was slightly more accurate or a little bit more resemblance to the truth, but yes, still not divine truth.
So what's coming to me now as I am checking in intuitively is that karma is a give and take. It's a process of evolution in which what we put out there is attracted back to us.
Mm-hmm.
Period. I just heard period. That's what karma is. Wow. What did I just say?
That sounded really good. I thought you were reading it.
I didn't realize you channeled punctuation marks, too.
The punctuation was for the purpose of saying that is the definition of karma, and that's all there is to it. It's very interesting.
More like law of attraction, as we understand it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So that kind of makes sense and correlates to the information that I had gotten previously, that it's more of a change of heart and a change of direction as opposed to this checking off notches according to each specific situation, experience, or even relationship that you've had in the past, and that you've got to, you know, do the eye for an eye thing. That once what you put out there changes, what comes back to you changes, and that it can be that simple and that easy. But that a lot of times this is why people that are intending something better for themselves and they have made different choices continue to attract what's not working for them, is because they believe that they have to work out, like as an equation, so to speak, their past karma.
Interesting. I was just about to ask you about if you're putting out, you know, as in law of attraction, the positive affirmations for what it is that you desire, but then, you know, as we've talked about before, you have all of these unconscious, subconscious beliefs or even emotions that then attract something different than what they're desiring.
And then I'm also getting that that there's something around karmic loops, that people get caught into a karmic loop. So even though that they have come to a place where they're ready to start making a change, they're caught in a loop and they don't necessarily know how to get out of that loop. And I get that all three of us are still caught in a karmic loop that is not serving us. Actually, Mark, you are caught in several karmic loops. Gwen, you're caught in two karmic loops. And I am stuck in one karmic loop, but it's a big one. Wow.
Hmm. Wow.
Interesting.
I have three loops, you said I have, which that's what makes me loopy, right? So I have three loops, and then there's something we can do to address that, or to, is there clearing that we can do around?
Absolutely. I'm really excited about to see what direction this is going to take us.
Just to titillate us a little bit, you got any more info, like what kind of karmic loops? I'm really curious as to what our loops are in particular. And I do feel that it's important in this case to actually know what they are.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. So let's go ahead and take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to start exploring this a little bit deeper. And then, of course, in the second half of the show, we'll take some live calls. So if you want to call, the number is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Join Deborah Diane's weekly live group clearing calls to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing as Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, making every call unique to that particular group. To register for a live group clearing call, go to consciousrepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane. We're getting ready to start doing some clearing of karmic cycles that are no longer serving us. And, of course, we're working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, blocks, patterns, aligning you with ease, grace, healthy, loving relationships, prosperity. So let's start checking into this. Okay,
perfect.
We're going to focus on you first, Mark. You have a relationship loop. You know what it is? It's not nurturing your heart and not allowing love fully in. That's one of your karmic loops.
Oh, yes. As I look back on relationships, I have a hesitancy to be vulnerable and fears that come up around that, and certainly that would make sense that it limits my allowing of love for sure.
So your second one has to do with parenting, not you as a parent, but the way that you receive from your parents.
It's a push-pull, wanting the parenting and yet rejecting it at the same time.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mark is laughing. I think that means you agree.
Yeah.
It seems like
that's right. Yep.
Okay, let's see what the third one is. The third one is rejecting your true self.
Definitely.
And it's interesting that none of those sound like how we would think of what karma is. None of those
right.
do. It's not what you did to someone else. But I feel like you're ready to release all those. Let's check in with Gwen's. Let's see, you have two of them. Also, one of them is in love relationships. And you know what yours is. You're going to be very excited to know this, is that you have been blocking yourself from receiving a true soul partner in love. That is your karmic loop that you're stuck in.
Oh, well, I'd sure like to clear that.
That's what I figured was going to be exciting to you.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. And then another one is pain in relationships, and not necessarily intimate relationships, but in all relationships. Does that
make
sense?
Pain and drama?
Pain and drama, mm-hmm.
Yep, it does. I'd love to clear that.
And then mine, I get that mine's not for me to see. It's for you, Gwen.
It's a father thing. It's a father loop. It's this adversarial father connection.
With my actual father?
Yes, but I also get that you've been the father at times, too.
Of my father?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The father of my father. You know why I'm asking this is one thing that I was told by another intuitive years ago, and then I have since validated with, you know, my own intuition once I got very clear with muscle testing, and my intuition is that it's very unusual that my father and I have been in every single one of my lifetimes on Earth. Like, we have been together in every single lifetime, and that's not something that happens very often. And right now I'm getting that also that it hasn't always been a parent-child relationship.
And that it's always been adversarial.
Yes, yes, I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I don't feel like we have all of the information yet to release them. There's some limiting beliefs that we have around these, and then one major block that have been preventing this from coming to me. In all the years that I've been doing this work, karmic loops have never come up before. So let's address that block. Let me see what it is. What I feel like is that we don't know how to actually survive without these karmic loops.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that's a pretty big block.
That's a pretty big block. I was getting that we just don't know or think that it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the same thing.
And I get that that's not true, and that it is time. It is in alignment with pure divine love and light right now for us to release ourselves from these loops.
So
are you ready?
Fantastic. Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Great. Let's do some clearing on that. Let's first start with the opening prayer, asking that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and under pure divine love and light, and that anyone who calls into the show today and receives clearing receives maximum benefit from everything we do in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. Thank you.
Thank you.
And especially when we're working with something this huge, which I feel that this is, I definitely wouldn't want to do it without saying that opening prayer, just making sure that everything we do is in alignment, with our highest good, with the greater good, and with pure divine energy. You guys ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Right as the clearing starts, I feel the energy moving, but then I also feel some of the other limiting beliefs coming up that we've got to release. We have to change a belief that we're not worthy of this. I get that it is fully in alignment with pure divine energy and that a lot more people are going to be doing it. It's going to be a much more regular thing, and that actually it's crucial to human existence. Oh, my gosh, that's a big one. What do you get on that, Gwen?
Yes, I got a yes on that as well.
Wow. All right.
Yes. It's amazing what we stumble upon through our clearings, isn't it?
I know. I love it.
It is.
We connect in with something that's just much greater than ourselves that starts bringing in this information, and it's a fascinating and amazing process. Okay, now we're all fully released from those karmic loops. Oh, my gosh, that feels so good.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
Okay, there are karmic cycles still, and like I was saying, they're coming in as different than karmic loops. I'm not going to ask for details on this, and this is definitely the way that I choose to operate, and not really fully understanding everything that comes through, because I feel like that kind of holds us back. You know, if I spent all of my time trying to understand the things that might not even be comprehensible, then I don't think that we're moving forward as much with what is ours to do, which is releasing these limiting beliefs, facilitating these clearings, and receiving the information that actually is comprehensible and is serving us. So I'm just gonna go with there's a difference between karmic cycles and karmic loops, and not ask for more information on that.
That's what I love about your work, Deborah. It's streamlined.
Streamlined, yes. It's highly efficient. It is.
Yes.
And that's why. It's because I don't engage myself in all the details that aren't necessary. I'm getting on the karmic cycles. We don't need to know what they are. We just need to know that we're worthy of releasing karmic cycles that are no longer serving us. And this is not something that's going to be instant. I feel like the karmic loops, that was an instantaneous clearing. Like we have all fully stepped out of the karmic loops, but the karmic cycles is something that's going to take time to integrate. But we can ask for us to be released from karmic cycles that are no longer serving us in the highest and best way and in the highest and best timing, and then just surrender that process. And so it's going to be different for each one of us.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, great.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Yes.
Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. My mind is thoroughly blown right now. I guess you can imagine that. This is so new to me, and the thing that keeps coming up for me over and over is I'm making a very conscious effort to release and surrender to this work and what comes through and what's being shared here. And it feels really good to not have to figure everything out and to not have to be able to create words that describe exactly what's going on or anything. It's exhausting and futile, which I think has been your point, Deborah, that there's things that we can't understand. But I've always had in the past this drive to figure it all out, and to just relax into it and to surrender to it and to trust it has been one of the greatest gifts of my life, and I'm really feeling a lot of gratitude for that.
It's a process, learning to surrender, definitely. But something
gets
easier the more you do it, too.
Well, I think it gets easier as you start to see the results or the benefits or perhaps even experience the feelings in the body with the clearings. Maybe it's, even just a lifting off of the chest or the shoulders, or like I just experienced in the last clearing. And maybe initially, because people are not accustomed to noticing their bodies, period, or the energy that they have in their bodies. So it's not so much that people don't always feel the clearings. They're not noticing the feeling. And the more you do it, the more perhaps you just notice something subtle, whether it's in the body or, like I said, whether it's a slight change in one's life, a slight change in one's perception of one's life.
Slight change or dramatic change. A lot of people have
extremely
dramatic changes, and that's how I've learned to trust this process and to surrender to this process and to surrender my need to know and to control it is by receiving the feedback from other people. First of all, validating the intuitive information that's coming to me, because I've worked in very highly conscious communities where a lot of people have, the majority of people have been doing very intense inner work for many years and been working with other intuitives and working with other clearing processes. So they know a lot about what's going on with them. And when I say it, and they can say, yes, I've known that for years, or I've been working with that for years, and then they can come back and they can tell me, wow, I mean, that's been something that I've been working on for 10, 15, 20, even 30 years, I've heard, and I have not been able to accomplish what we did in our session. I hear validation like that, feedback like that, on such a regular basis that I don't have a choice but to believe in what we're doing and to surrender to the process. It's just, it's amazing.
It is. It is. This is exciting. I love this work. And we're coming up on a break. So when we come back, we're going to take your live calls. So if you're interested, if this sounds like fun, or if you're curious, want to try it for yourself, you are invited. You are welcome.
This is what we're here for. Call us.
Do it. And the number is 800-930-2819. So give us a couple minutes. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
This is Deborah Diane. For more information or to contact me directly, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com, where you can register for a weekly teleconference to experience live group clearing or to request a private session. You can also check out the videos of me telling more of my story or of others describing their experience with conscious repatterning. That's consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning. We've been talking about karma today, but now we're ready to start taking some calls. We have Jerry calling in from Denver, Colorado. I've heard from you before, Jerry, right?
I know. I wonder if I should call every Monday or not.
When you get through, I mean, call as much as you want. When you get through, it's meant to be. You're meant to be on with us, so it's all good.
It's wonderful.
But I do have one question that I just want to ask you. I'm curious. I traveled through Colorado, and I'm pretty sure that's how you picked up on my name. But did I ever meet you?
Actually, I received your name from Diane in Sedona. She's a friend.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's interesting. So it jumped states.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
okay.
I used to go to Sedona for seminars, and I met her at one, and then we kept in touch, and then she told me about you. So.
Okay. Yeah, she was probably letting you know while I was in Colorado because I was doing my local work there in Colorado. But, okay, so I haven't met you yet, right?
I didn't know you came to Colorado. That's interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. Okay, well, that satisfies my curiosity. What can we do for you?
Okay. It's funny because when I listen to you in the beginning, it changes for me. I guess I want to know if I have any loops in regard to resistance to making money, loops or karmic cycles.
Absolutely.
Because of what's in my life.
Mm-hmm. You actually have five karmic loops, cycles, between the two, loops and cycles. So we don't need to talk about all of them, but a couple of them we do. Let me just check in and see. One of them has to do with a parental relationship. I can give you more details if you want. Otherwise, I can keep it to myself.
You can talk about it. It's up to you.
Okay.
I'm open. I'm thinking about it anyway, so I'm sure you're right on.
Okay, it's a father. It seems like there's something connecting father and anger. That's one of the karmic loops. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Okay, so that's all the information we need to know about that one. The other one is a karmic cycle. This one is also having to do with love or intimate relationships and rejection. Let me see if which side the rejection is coming from. You actually rejecting it.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound?
Accurate.
Okay. That one we need a little bit more information. Can you share something? It's probably just, whatever.
All the guys I've been with, a lot of them haven't worked. So I've supported them, and I didn't mind doing it because I had money coming in, and I thought they were working to find their path or whatever, but now I don't want that anymore. I'm done with that. Did that pattern. So.
Okay. Yeah, there's something there in your beliefs about love relationships. That's actually a block for you as well, attracting love relationships that are supportive to you, both materially and emotionally. I'm getting that you have not attracted relationships that were fully supporting you. You feel very supportive, on the other hand, to your relationships. So let me see if we need to know. We need to know a little bit more about that, too. I want to check in to see why you are not allowing support, and I feel like that information is coming to you, Gwen.
Well, I just kept hearing quite loudly poverty. There's a poverty vow or a poverty. Yeah, I get it's a vow and not necessarily a loop, but that's associated with that, those relationships.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to clear your poverty vow. All right, so we're going all over the place right here, but we don't need to really kind of keep track or keep up with what's coming up because it's all going to be cleared. Even those loops and cycles that we did not address are going to be cleared as well. But I want to check in with the poverty vow, because that's not going to clear unless we talk a little bit more about it. You have a strong connection to the poverty vow through your lineage, which I would like to get that released.
I always like to do service without getting paid. I don't know. And I don't, you know, I want to make money. but I have this incredible urge to do that. And I like doing it and making money, too. But
That is a great opener for introducing what we're going to be doing, a series next week, starting next week, a three-part series, Clearing Financial Blocks. And, those kind of beliefs around being in service and accepting money for it are going to come up, and we're going to be clearing those, like kind of exploring those deeper in the next three shows. I'm not sure which show it's going to come up in, but just to let you know, we can clear yours right now, but there is a little bit more information that needs to come out first. Give me just a second to check in.
Sure.
You need to believe that it's okay to accept money while being in service. There's something in you that thinks that service is, it's like it doesn't apply if you accept anything in return. And that is not truth. And it's also something that has been perpetuating the relationship patterns that we already talked about for you. So let's clear that belief. There's another belief that you have, rejecting support. And this has to do with...
I've noticed that over the years. I'm trying to open up more to that. I'm trying to open up more to that, receiving support.
Well, you'll be open to it more right after this clearing. That's what we're going to accomplish that. Yeah, and I do get that it's going to fully clear for you today. So tomorrow, or maybe even tonight, you'll be ready to receive some more support. But there is a little bit more that wants to come to the surface before we do that. This is going back to your father. Let's clear the relationship between you and your father, because this is some of these patterns were established in your relationship with him. And they can be released. And then just for the fun of it, let's clear between you and your mother as well.
My mother was coming up a lot, too. Thank you.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start the clearing and see what else. Actually, I already get that you're going to be getting something else, Gwen, but let's start this clearing and then see what Gwen has to say, okay?
I wanted to raise my hand because I was getting really strongly that there's a belief that money's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That one, you are really anchored to that belief. You're not wanting to let it go.
I do want to let it go now. Please.
I don't. Just for fun, I'm getting that you don't want to let it go. What do you get on that, Gwen?
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Okay, so this is just demonstrating the subconscious contributors. Because on a conscious level, yes, I get that you're ready to go, but your subconscious is playing a more dominant role in this one, and this has something to do with your beliefs around karma and money also. So let's just clear any beliefs that you have around karma or money that aren't serving you. Let's also give you the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of karma. And like I was discussing earlier with us, just raise the way that you process and work through your karma to the highest and best way, which is the easiest, most graceful, most loving, you know, and the fastest way possible. You've got strong resistance to that one due to a lack of worthiness. So let's also ask that you be able to bring in the worthiness for you to do that. And I feel like that's complete. Does that sound good?
Thank you. Sounds
okay,
wonderful.
Great. All right. Thank you. And this is a really strong clearing. It's also really deep. Feeling a lot of energy move. This is one of the ones that is a little bit more difficult for me to continue talking through. So if you want to share anything with us, feel free to, Jerry.
The minute you said those last words, I could feel the shift start to happen. So what else do I want to say about it? I almost feel like I can't talk right now. Strange.
Well, that makes two of us. When?
Oh, my God. I can't talk. No, I can talk, but...
thank you.
Well, what I'd like to say is that we're getting close to the break.
Well, that's not very interesting, not very juicy.
Maybe not, but it's on point.
Okay, Mark, do you have anything to say? We are still in the middle of the clearing. Just to let you know, Mark is the silent man out. Apparently, he
actually, I have a question for this while you're waiting. But if you can do that while it's clearing, I'm curious why sometimes it seems so immediate, and sometimes the clearings take sort of a while to integrate. Why is that?
Oh, that's easy for me to answer.
Knock that out. Yeah.
Well, that's just the integration process. That's funny. Okay. Yeah, that's just the integration process. Sometimes we're clearing stuff that can be integrated really quickly, and sometimes because you're always integrating in the highest and best timing for you, in the highest and best way, and at the highest and best pace for you, determined by you, it varies per person. So sometimes you do notice the effect more gradually than others. And it feels like your last clearing is kind of coming to a close now. How are you feeling, Gary?
Better, definitely. I have energy just running through my body. Very interesting.
Nice.
Okay, so I don't believe that there's anything else that we can clear for you right now. I feel like we've covered all the good stuff,
right?
The big stuff, but there is some guidance that needs to come through or that wants to come through for you. Something around your diet. You're being asked to make some diet changes, and actually I get that you're already aware of what they are.
I've been working on it. Eating much healthier.
Is there something that you have been, coming to your awareness that you haven't been listening to?
Exercising. I've got to exercise more.
More about your diet.
More about my diet. Let's see. Well, sometimes I wait too long to eat, and, you know, I really have to eat every 2 hours because my blood sugar level, I start falling asleep if I don't eat. So,
Yeah.
That started happening this morning, so I immediately went and got some nuts and a little bit of yogurt.
Okay, yeah. I feel like that's really important for you to stay on with that. And, it feels like we're complete with all the clearings now. We do have to take a break, but thank you for calling in again, Gary. And, yes, please feel free to call in whenever you want.
Thank you.
We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we're going to take another caller. So if you want to call in, join the fun. The number is 800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Deborah Diane. Access your fullest potential with my private coaching program. Expand your current vision of what is possible with a powerful one-on-one coaching experience uniquely designed for you. Expand your intuitive abilities, your professional healing work, or move through major blockages in life with your personalized program. For your free initial consultation or to inquire about my private coaching program, visit consciousrepatterning.com and email me today.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life.
Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
This is Deborah Diane. Join me for a private session to move beyond blockages and catalyze forward movement in any area of your life. Conscious repatterning balances the emotional body, enhances relationships, clears trauma, and changes limiting beliefs instantaneously for a major life-changing experience. To request your private session or to contact me directly, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Welcome back to Intuitive Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, working with conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient, highly effective modality of clearing and repatterning, moving you past limiting beliefs, patterns, or blocks, aligning you with ease, grace, healthy, loving relationships, and prosperity. And right now, we're ready to take another call. We've got Kimberly Ann calling in from Santa Cruz, California. What can we help you with, Kimberly Ann?
Hi, I'm calling about just being able to receive love and be like in acceptance with myself so I can be in partnership.
Well, actually, it seems like there's a different aspect of love that is really the highest priority for you to be working on. Actually, I feel like you can receive love that's coming in strong, but there's something around, let me get the right words. There's something around the way that you kind of latch on or attach to love.
Yes, that's it. I just feel like I do that all the time. I, like, obsess about it, and I create these realities that aren't really real because I attach on to something that I just want so bad, and it ends up just, like, it's so toxic for me, my thoughts. And I think that I've been latching on to this love, like you said, and it caused me to be out of alignment, and I actually got into a little car accident this morning. And I don't know if that's because I've just been, like, spinning out on attaching to love and, like, calling from that source.
Yeah, I do get that that's related. And it feels like this is a pattern that has been carried over for several lifetimes for you. I also get that we can clear it right now. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. Thank you so much.
Okay. Let me see what this is about, just a second. First of all, I get just to do a general clearing on the pattern. It feels really deep. Let's go ahead and start with that and see what other information comes up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a trajectory to be cleared. I get that's all we have to say, so let's go ahead and clear that too.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further insight on what I was projecting?
Relationship dynamics. You've kind of been stuck in a loop for a lot longer than you're realizing, because it goes beyond this lifetime. But actually, I still get that loop is there. It feels like we need a little bit more information before we can clear that. Let me see. The question is, why are you stuck in this loop? Because you don't know how else to engage in love. Let's show you how to engage in love and healthy relationship patterns in the highest and best way.
Great.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, good. Now I get your engaging in love in the highest and best way. Not so much the relationship patterns. You don't know what healthy relationship patterns are. So let's give you the highest definition, perspective, and understanding of healthy, loving relationship patterns and ask that you be shown that you're worthy of it. Does that sound good?
Sounds like a game changer.
Okay, let's change the game.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, good. Now I get you're engaged in healthy relationship patterns. That feels like that's it with relationship patterns, but there's something else coming in. Let me check in and see what it is.
Okay.
Oh, you're still projecting patterns from your mother onto your own life. And I don't feel like this has to do with relationships.
I'm sure. Yeah. It has to do with, like, health and just self-worth.
Yep, exactly. So that's just coming in, even though that's not the reason that you called. It's coming in as a priority for you, a little added bonus, if that's okay.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. So let's clear those patterns. Thank you. And clear your need or your feeling of responsibility to perpetuate those patterns.
Oh, my God. I have been calling the angel card responsibility, and I had no idea what that meant, and I wonder if that's what it means.
Yes, that was it.
Oh, my God. I would get this feeling of, like, dread when I would pull that card because I just was so utterly lost, and I was waiting for the answer to come.
Oh, well, there you go. How long
yeah.
have you been pulling that card?
A couple months.
Oh, wow.
Like on occasion, you know, and it'll come, and I'll pull it, and I'll be like, oh, my God, this card again. And then.
Well, what took you so long to call?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that. All right. That feels complete.
I don't understand it, though, still. The responsibility of what? Of what?
Your responsibility to perpetuate patterns that your mother established and kind of carry them out in your own life.
I'm getting, like, major anxiety, too, about that.
Like, I have their anxiety. Like what?
Like I perpetuated or I carried on her anxiety.
Okay, that makes sense. I didn't understand for a minute because I was getting that it was cleared, so you shouldn't be feeling anxiety right now.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good. Yeah. I was like, I don't understand. I'm getting that it's cleared. Why is he feeling anxiety? So good. Yeah, that feels good. How do you feel?
I feel hopeful. I feel excited about what's going to happen now.
Oh, good. Let me just check in to see if there's anything else. No, I get that we're complete. You, however, need an integration. We don't always have to do this for everyone, but it seems like there's something in you that is kind of going to deny or reject what we just did later if we don't do an integration for you. So let's go ahead and do an integration.
Thank you.
Oh, and it's a big one.
I bet.
You can probably feel this, actually.
A little bit. Yeah, I can.
What does it feel like?
Like a light flutter.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm going to give it just a minute because this one's going to take a while. It's actually a really big integration. Seems like everything released really easy for you while we were doing it, but the integration is taking a little bit longer. Do you have anything to share while we do this?
Yeah, I feel like tears are coming to my eyes and I'm really sad, but I think it's just things... It's great. It feels like a release. It doesn't feel like
yeah.
I think this energy has just been, like, I just think this energy has been, like, so impacted in me and stuck for so long that just, like, really moved it out.
Yeah. It's a really healthy release for you.
And I didn't even really know it was there.
Wow.
Dad, I'm scared that this can't really be true and that, like, It won't, it's not real. Because I don't know, I understand that, I think that when you said to, I'll know how to engage in love, maybe I do know, but I don't know on a mental level yet. Like, I don't understand that, and I'm just scared that I won't actually, like, come in. I won't know how.
You know what's interesting is I think that it was the fear right there. That was the reason we needed to do that integration, because you could have pushed it away with that fear. I don't get that that's going to happen now, but we can just do a simple clearing on the fear and change your belief that it's not possible or that it's not really going to work.
Okay, so I'll believe it?
I think so. Let's try it. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This one's a big one too, actually. We can do something for you on believing in all possibilities that are open and available to you.
Oh, wow.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. You can probably already sense a shift, and we're in the middle of the clearing, but you can probably already sense a shift in how you're feeling about your beliefs.
Yeah. It just feels like there's more room in there.
Good. All right. Well, that feels good to me. How do you feel? Do you feel complete with what we just did?
I think so. I feel good. I feel, like, alive. I feel like there's a lot going on in my heart and my chest right now. And just a lot of energy that I'm feeling like this was just what I ordered.
Good.
That was wonderful. What a gift. Thank you.
Yeah.
And do you mind if I just ask a question? Like, how long have I been carrying around this pattern? Like, for just eons?
Seems like about 8 lifetimes.
And it's gone now?
Yeah. Well, you haven't fully integrated everything. We did an integration so that you can maintain the changes, but the integration process is going to take a little while because you have had it for a while. It feels like it's going to be about 3 months for you to fully integrate.
Okay.
Well, give us a call back and let us know how it's going. It's time to wrap things up right now. I want to send out love and gratitude to all of our listeners. If you missed any part of the show today and you'd like to hear it, you can listen to the archives on my website, consciousrepatterning.com, where you can also get some more information about what we're doing or connect in with some clearing off the air in one of our live group clearing calls. We have these every Tuesday at 5 o'clock Pacific. Really good stuff coming up in these calls. Very powerful for everyone on there. It's a full hour of highly transformational clearing. And, of course, we're here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, with another live call-in segment and some more conscious repatterning. Thanks again for joining us. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane. Join us here every Monday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Eastern, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Each week, a live call-in segment provides an opportunity for listeners to experience conscious repatterning live on the show. For more information or to schedule a session, visit my website at consciousrepatterning.com.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.